You're with SBS Radio.
Muli nating kasama si Christina Joy Lovejoy, Spiritual Intuitive Energy Healer at Empath Life Coach. Magandang araw sa iyo, Christina.
Magandang araw naman sa iyo, Annalyn.
Ngayong araw na ito, pag-uusapan natin ang mindfulness o sa mahirap na pagtatagalog, maingat na pag-iisip. Christina, ano ba itong mindfulness?
Actually, itong mindfulness, just like when you get out in the house, waking up in the morning, you have to really mind your thoughts, things you're gonna do, all that stuff. It's like a mindfulness. It's a way of directing your thoughts or having this purpose-driven path that you want to do on that day. And mindfulness, if you apply it on daily basis, it's just like you are aware of yourself, your emotion, your feelings, and it's really a wisdom from God, because it's like thinking that you're not going to be having this kind of so-called in danger, or in you bang your head, or when you cross the street, you are mindful enough to watch, you look left and right before you cross the street so that, you know, nothing could happen to you. It's like that. Mindfulness has also to do with being in a meditation, because quieting your mind, you know how to listen your inner instinct. Mm. Like if something might happen to you, and then you are mindful, you are seeing the things, you are visualizing it, and you are also like you communicate to yourself, your inner self.
Mm. Kumbaga ito, it's like setting yourself and your mind to the things that you are be doing.
Yeah, towards that. And also like when you're mindful, you can do things in order accordingly. And there's no such accident or coincidences and all that stuff, because when you're mindful enough to what you're thinking, what your thoughts are, you know, you can direct your thoughts to a happy, positive ones. And I don't think anything could happen to you when you're mindful enough. It's like having a mindset. You're aware of everything, how you feel, how you react, or you know, in case of there's a situation in front of you, you are mindful enough that you're not going to get involved in that. And like, it's like you're an observant. You observe your thoughts. You observe your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. It all comes as one. It's just like knowing who you are, really. Because if you're not mindful, you could get easily in trouble. Mm. And then because you just react to what it seems outside physical reality. Mm. See, mindfulness also is a way of enlightenment. Your mind being attached to and detached to anything that's what's the outside physical reality. Mm. It's like connecting to who you are inside of you. Mm.
Christina Joy Lovejoy, sino ang pwedeng magsagawa o mag-practice ng mindfulness?
Everyone. Actually, mindfulness we can teach to the kids and to adults or to us. I really highly recommend to be very vigilant on our thoughts, on our emotion, because that's where it comes from, the mindfulness. Because if you're mindful enough, you don't really get into trouble. You don't get into any kinds of accidents or bang your head or you step on something, you know. And then mindfulness is really a way of talking to yourself in a beautiful manner of who you are. Like you are connecting to the frequency of who you are inside of you. Because being a mindful person or aware of what's going on, or you could even see, you know, when you practice the muscles of your brain of being an observant to what your thoughts is giving out, it has to be in a very good, positive, loving thoughts towards others. Otherwise, if you're not mindful enough, so it's easy for you to go in a direction that you don't like to happen to you. Like, for example, you know, you don't mind your kids, your with you, and then there's a car running, and your kids maybe run after the car, or it could get, you know, whatever, I don't want to say it, but you really have to be mindful enough that your kids is with you. You have to see if there is no car or your kids cannot go into trouble. Mm. And everything. It's not just having minding on that one. You mind yourself by the way the weather is, how the situation around you, the people that's approaching you. You really just have to be in this kindness. I think mindfulness also has the way of when you're in this gratitude moment, being mindful enough, you are living in the grace of God. Like everything is beautiful. You know, you have no fear. Mindfulness for me is the absence of fear.
Mm.
Yes, it is really, it's beautiful. And also being in mindful, you are like a good citizen to the to your surroundings. Like if I could make you an example, just in my mind, I was popping this one. I was in California, like I went to shop in JCPenney, okay? Just an example. And then I have to wait for the bus. And the bus there, you see all people waiting. And I want to make sure that I'm behind with these old people because I want to make sure that, I don't know, it's just my instinct. I love to be of help of others. And I see them, like if something happened to them, I could just be there right away and pick them up, or if they can stumble around, you know. That's how mindfulness is. Mm-hmm. You are giving away your kindness, your compassion. You're vigilant to your mind that, you know, everything is just good. And you're ready, you're like an ever-ready help for others.
Mm-hmm. Christina, yes. Joy Lovejoy, meron bang paraan o hakbang na dapat sundin pag when you do want to practice mindfulness?
Yes. You know, mindfulness, it's really a practice of doing also meditation, because it is in meditation, like I mentioned earlier before that in my first topic, that when you meditate, you learn to quiet your mind, you still your bodies, and you know, and that's how you gain all these insights, loving insights, the intuition. You know how to listen to the inner voice that you always have that within you. Because if you don't know how to do that, you cannot be mindful. Mm. You're just like, you know, watching people around and just giving away your thoughts according to what you see outside your physical reality. It's easy for you to do judgmental thing, you know, you are procrastinate. But when you're mindful enough and you have all these things inside of you, the beauty of your mind, your beautiful heart, beautiful, you know, beautiful spirit, it just acts naturally by doing so. And meditation helps a lot, because when we do not do that, I don't know if we can really be quiet in this chaos life. Because you tend to react on what's outside reality is, isn't it, right?
Yes. But when you mean with quieting your mind, what do you mean by quieting your mind? Ito yung pinapatahimik mo yung isip mo.
Yeah, you need to really have a silence. Mm-hmm. Get a silence. Have a moment to silence your brain, your thinking, because it is in silence that you receive all these beautiful things, like the intuition, the instinct. God is speaking to you, straight to you, and the angels and all the invisible love forces will just come alive. All these dormant forces, they become alive because you are a good listener. And when you are a good listener, you tend to really mindful enough to your emotion, to your feelings. Because if someone, say, another example, someone give you an annoying thing or just get mad at you or slashing anger for, you know, or your relatives, and then sometimes, because if you're not mindful enough of what your feelings and your emotion or your thoughts, you could easily just like react to what seems outside reality, because you are reacting, you get mad, upset right away. But if you are mindful, you said, oh, you are more on forgiving side. You are more on loving side.
Ano ang benepisyo na maibibigay ng pagiging maingat mindful sa pag-iisip o mindful?
Ang magiging benepisyo natin dito, marami. Yun na nga, isa din, like let's say kung halimbawa, mindful ka like when it comes to eating, right? Before you eat, you say some good thanksgiving or gratitude or grace. And then while eating, you can also visualize or doing some imagination that you thank those people that involved who made this one, this food that you're eating now, that they've been, you know, those farmers, you give blessings to them. So like it comes back to you, that goodness in your heart. It is really like of practicing of the real, you know, as a human being in life. Like you, ang maging beneficio natin dyan, magiging mindful tayo sa tao. Halimbawa, kung ang tao ay medyo wala siya, yung nandun siya sa outside reality na madali siyang magalit, magsalita. Kung ikaw ay mindful, naisip mo na, nakita mo yun, na-feel mo yung ano niya, you don't really react what he's or she's saying. You can just easily in the side of understanding. Naisip mo yung ano niya na hindi mo siya makukuha kung what you are trying to tell that person. Kasi minsan, iniiwasan mo yung magkakaroon ka ng yung awkward feeling sa person ba. Mm. And then also, in mindfulness, mas maganda talaga kung maganda ang ano ng dating ng mind, ng utak natin, yung brain natin, para ang lahat ng gusto mong gawin, minsan it really ano, nakaka-focus ka. You can do so much of the things that you need to do in a day, then to, kung hindi ka mindful enough, kung ano-ano lang ang makakarating sa isip mo, then you just go with that. And usually, you know, it tend to really create an annoyance. Yung na-upset ka rin kasi you are run out of time, you don't do this one. See, because you're not mindful enough na think niya what to focus. It is really mean of focusing too, being mindful.
Mm.
Mindfulness is also focusing. It's it's about love. Everything, like the kindness that you have, it is really, when you do the mindfulness by meditation, kung iko-quiet mo yung mind mo, ganyan, madali kang makakaintindi sa mga sitwasyon, kung ano yung mga nangyayari sa labas, ng mga taong darating sa'yo, at saka sa mga yung mamaring on the spot, may naririnig kang balita na hindi maganda, but you react in a cool manner. You don't really, nagwawala ka rin, na inaano mo kaagad, kasi sometimes when you're mindful enough, you know that these things and the demonic tactics and negative mind will really attack you, say, if you're not mindful enough, so you can react on that negative things. So it's a benefit for that. Big benefit for you, because you remain grounded.
Last na lang ito, Christina.
Okay.
Ano ang mabibigay mo na payo para dun sa mga tao na nanais na maging mindful o yung magkaroon ng maingat na pag-iisip?
Para doon sa ano, sa mga maganda to ipapractice natin sa araw at gabi o 24/7, I would say, kasi in this world in we live in is more on this physical outside reality, the chaotic thing, but we don't really have to be in that moment. Kung mindful ta, kung aware tayo sa sa mga thoughts natin na ibibigay, o sa, it has to do with our emotions too and feelings. Kasi ayaw mo yung may masaktan, ayaw mo yung may mangyayaring hindi maganda, ayaw mo yung merong magagalit sa'yo o merong kang na hindi pagkakaunawaan sa kapwa. So everything, it has to do with being mindful. Kasi kung mindful ka, it's like a tool that you have inside of you that you can easily learn to accept things as is. And then you don't even have to agree, but you don't procrastinate either. Just go as is, and then you just have to remain calm para hindi ka na-high blood, para doon sa taong madaling magalit, we have to be cool. You have to be mindful na. Yung lahat ng yun ay mga sitwasyon lang yun na can be resolved. And it's just like, we don't have to react right away. We need to think first. We need to step back a little bit you know, just to rethink again and then see the situation where it comes from. Is it by fear or is it coming from fear or joy or happiness? It has to do everything on how we could bring ourselves out. And that's the thinking of our, you know, being a mindful.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Christina Joy Love Joy. At syempre, napakagandang usapan ang ating nagawa tungkol sa pagiging mindful o yung sinasabi nga natin na maingat na pag-iisip at maging mahinahon sa ating mga ginagawa.
Yes, mahinahon. Yan yun, mahinahon din. Ano yun?
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.